Elizabeth Warren releases Medicare for All plan. By Hannah Blow on November 1, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, unveiled her highly anticipated Medicare for All plan on Friday, claiming she will pay for the multi-trillion-dollar proposal by repurposing existing costs, increasing taxes on the wealthy, cutting defense spending, and providing a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants. Political commentators, town hall attendees, and reporters have asked the presidential hopeful, repeatedly, how she would pay for Medicare for All. While Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, has openly admitted that the program would cause middle-class taxes to increase, Warren has refused to say such, instead pivoting to overall cost. Costs will go up for the wealthy and for corporations, and for the middle-class families, they will go down, Warren said during the last debate. I will not sign a bill into law that does not lower costs for middle-class families, she added. Warren officially unveiled her Medicare for All proposal on Friday, declaring that it will not raise taxes one penny on the middle class. Warren's plan, she estimates, would cost just under $52 trillion over the next decade, requiring $20.5 trillion in new spending. She claims that her plan will actually result in savings for middle-class Americans $11 trillion, by erasing out-of-pocket expenses. Meanwhile, targeted spending cuts and new taxes on giant corporations and the richest 1% of Americans will fund the program, she claims. One of the aspects of her plan requires companies to make payments to the federal government in the form of an employer Medicare contribution. She argues this would replace what they currently contribute to private insurance companies. Companies with 50 employees or fewer would be exempt. As The Washington Post explains, central to making Warren's math work is repurposing the approximately $9 trillion private employers are already projected to spend on healthcare over the next decade. Warren's plan calls for effectively locking these payment levels in place under the Medicare for All program, also called a single-payer system, by taxing firms at about the same rate that they currently spend on private insurance. Warren's plan states, if we're falling short of the $8.8 trillion revenue target for the next 10 years, we will make up lost revenue with a supplemental employer Medicare contribution requirement for big companies with extremely high executive compensation and stock buyback rates. Warren also proposes a reduction in defense spending and amnesty for illegal aliens as two key sources of revenue to fund her multi-trillion dollar proposal. I've also called to reduce defense spending overall. The Pentagon budget will cost more this year than everything else in the discretionary budget put together. That's wrong, and it's unsustainable. We need to identify which programs actually benefit American security in the 21st century, and which programs merely line the pockets of defense contractors, then pull out a sharp knife and make some cuts. I support immigration reform that's consistent with our values, including a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and expanded legal immigration consistent with my principles. That's not only the right thing to do, it also increases federal revenue we can dedicate to Medicare for All as new people come into the system and pay taxes. Based on CBO's analysis of the 2013 Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill, experts project that immigration reform would generate an additional $400 billion in direct federal revenue. I am fighting for #MedicareForAll, Warren said following her plan's release. I have the only detailed plan to pay for it. And we are the only Democratic primary campaign that has laid out the true, full costs of any health care plan, Medicare for All or otherwise, she continued, challenging others to do the same.